Understanding a Girl's Nature. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Understanding a Girl's Nature. Yes, a girl's nature is a nature that has been confusing mankind from the very beginning. Little girls have a certain something about them that sets them aside from everyone else. Little girls have always been the precious little angels. Little girls have always been the quiet ones. Little girls have always been the ones who don't shake the boat. Little girls have always been the one who are more settled and reserved. The little boys make everyone sparkle and laugh and giggle and sit up. And the little girls just sort of, with a presumption that they already know who they are and how wonderful they are, they just lie there and cooperate with the world. But is that true? That's the image that we seem to have. But yet, if we were to go into the board as little children are growing up, we'd find that girls have a very distinct attitude about them that sets them aside from boys every time. And naturally, as girls are teenagers and growing up to be young women, they're quite different from boys. We sort of laugh at that, think, yes, they're quite different. But they're different because perhaps it's the feminine nature, perhaps it's because the emotional nature, perhaps it's because of the gentle, caring nature that a woman is. And yet all those things that we admire are also true in a man. They're also true in a boy. But in a girl, they are encouraged. In a girl, they are expected. In a girl, they are looked for. People look for the gentleness of the girl. They look for her caring for the house. They look for her following her mother's role. They look for her watching her mother to see how she takes care of the household, how she takes care of the family, how she takes care of her husband, how she takes care of life's experiences. And as they look and as they watch, they take on many of the attributes of the mother, many of the attributes of the women in the family. And some of these attributes may not always be the best, because sometimes a woman might use a crying or might use trying to make people feel sorry for them to get them to accomplish things. And as girls grow up and see this as happening, they sometimes emulate it, even though they say, I would never do that, I would never do that. And yet, that seems to be the very thing that they have. If the father is an alcoholic, and the little children grow up, they seem to marry alcoholics. It just seems to be something in their life. If the father is a gentle, loving, caring person, they seem to marry gentle, loving, caring people. If the mother is a sensitive, idealistic woman, the girls grow up into this attitude of being sensible and idealistic. They might protest. They might protest vehemently that they are not that way, that they're not an easy pushover, that they're not what the mother appears to be. But yet, that's exactly what they admire. That's exactly what they choose to follow. That's exactly what they choose to be. Understanding a girl's nature is like understanding the women in their world around them. If you would understand the women of the world today who are doing some outstanding things like the big CEOs and stuff like that, and you'd look back into their family life, you would find that in their family life, they have been led by women models, role models, who were outstanding women, who maybe they might have been the first lady, and the first lady type of person, who is behind her husband, encourages her husband, and strengthens her husband as he goes out to do what he's doing. Now, what about a woman who is, the man is the first man, the woman is the president? What about a condition like that? Would the man be supportive of his wife? And yes, of course, he'd have to be. Or else she could never find the time or the interest or the enthusiasm to do it. And he encourages her along the way that she can do it. She can do it. When we encourage the girls in our world to accomplish whatever they want, we are building within them not only values and character, we're building within them the development of their personal charisma. And the personal charisma of a girl is usually very unique. It is not like boys, it is not like adults, it is not like anyone else. The personal charisma of a girl is something that is like a beautiful sunset. It's something like a mountain peak that is something to be aspired to, something to be reveled in, something to be admired in a very beautiful, fantastic way. As you and I look at the world, and as we look at boys and girls and people and circumstances, and we look at them always as something to be admired, something to be respected, something to be loved, then that's just what they are. Now, we can look around us and we can see that mothers are allowed to get away with a lot of very interesting things, because they're doing it in the guise of for the benefit of the family. And fathers, too, get away with doing a lot of beautiful and interesting things because they're doing it in the guise of the family. What does the girl choose to do? Does she choose to emulate her father or her mother? Does she choose to be an expression of whatever that is? Understanding a girl is understanding Quicksilver at its most rapid movement rate, where it is so fluid, it is so so fantastic, it gets into places that nothing else could go. Even water could not move where Quicksilver can go. And Quicksilver leaves behind it its own mark. So positive, so dynamic, so fantastic. Understanding girls is a very fascinating experience. It's a very revealing and rewarding experience, but a very demanding experience. Because if we understand girls as traditionally we might think of girls, we limit them. But if we understand girls in today's parlance, in today's way of thinking, Hillary almost made it to the presidency. If Obama hadn't come along, she would have made it for sure. But he came along. Hillary, or women of her way, who have that sparkling charisma, that winning personality that causes them to show the world that they can do it. Very soon we'll have a woman president, and then we'll have this condition of arriving at the top. But it's not unusual. It's only unusual in our country, for instance, because we have never done that. Yet the queens of the world who have ruled with great authority and great responsibility and great dignity, we can remember them and we know them. England has one now. It has two of them. And it's fantastic. Now, what's going to happen? What's going to take place? Well, we shall see. We shall see. What makes up a girl? How do we understand a girl's nature? We understand a girl's nature by understanding that whatever dream she sets for herself, she will fulfill it. Just as a boy, whatever dream he sets for himself, he will fulfill it. And when they have no dreams, then they are just SOP, standard operating procedure, standard ways of doing things and living. But I like to think that understanding girls is like understanding the sunrise. It's like understanding a mountain to be climbed. It's like understanding the glorious magic of life, expressing itself in all of its wonderful fulfillment in each lovely, beautiful girl. That's what I believe. How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.